Ravens president Dick Cass is our guest today on Ravens One-on-One. Dick, one win in the regular season left to get in Cincinnati. If you get that win, you get some help. You're back in the playoffs.
Yes.
From an organizational leadership perspective, you have a totally different outlook than, say, a Ravens fan would on the playoffs, because your workload increases dramatically, and that's kind of what you want.
Yes, that's good work. We're not going to complain if we have extra work by getting in the playoffs.
But take us through what you have to do, because you just experienced it 5 years in a row. January, here comes football. Unlike the regular season, you can't plan all of your travel. You can't plan your hotel, all the things that it takes to move this team like an army more than a couple days in advance. That's complicated stuff.
Well, Bob Eller makes all the travel arrangements for us, and so he's been working on hypothetical travel arrangements for weeks now, depending on trying to figure out what city we might go to. So he has hotels lined up in each of the potential playoff cities for us already. All potential, and so we'll figure that out when we get there. But he's already been doing that. He's been working on that for weeks, actually. You have to do that. You can't wait until you're in and then call a hotel in a city, because you may be too late. So he's been, probably the last 6 weeks or so, five, 6 weeks, he's been laying it out, thinking about it, then started making serious calls the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Kind of like a Rubik's Cube. You just got to keep all the pieces moving until
yes.
they line up the week after yeah. the win. So take us through last year. You're leading this organization, and you're on the Super Bowl run. It's a blessing and a curse. The curse is that you've got to keep everybody focused on the task at hand, which is winning. And fortunately, you did, because to do all that work and lose the Super Bowl, that's crushing.
It's crushing. So you had to, but the Super Bowl takes a tremendous amount of planning. So we had a group of our colleagues here working on that for really beginning very early. So after we won the home playoff game against the Colts, we started to get very, very serious about how to get ready for the Super Bowl. And when you win the divisional round, the four teams that will be playing in the championship games, AFC and NFC championship games, actually travel down to the Super Bowl city the week before the championship game. And look at the hotel situation, look at the practice fields, look at potential party sites. And so we sent a group of about nine people down to New Orleans the week of the New England game.
To do the site survey, to get the
site survey, get ready. We had to look at the training room facilities, the practice facilities, the locker room, the hotel, where would the meeting space be in the hotel, where would we have a welcome party, where would we have a party after the game, where would we have our brunch the day of the game, how are we going to organize all those things. So it took a tremendous amount of work. And then you have to start worrying about the families and planning
tickets.
For that, and tickets and planes and hotel rooms for the families. I mean, we were responsible for traveling something like 1,600 people down to New Orleans and having hotel rooms and entertaining them and getting tickets for them and all of that. So it's a tremendous amount of work.
And that was your first Super Bowl as a team president. So where did you rely on? Who did you go to kind of draw some experience from, some insight from, to make sure that this was the super moment that it turned out to be?
It was my first Super Bowl as president, but obviously the Ravens had been in the Super Bowl
right.
before it came in 2000, so that was helpful. But also we'd been in two other AFC championship games just in a couple, you know, the year before, and then of course back into the 2008 season. So we had gone through this process twice before, where we'd actually allocated the rooms, gone to the Super Bowl site, and done all of this work before. So we had a game plan all laid out. So we knew what we were going to do. And so it was easier this time, because it was sort of the third trial run. And finally, and excitingly, we actually got there. So it was great.
And I think New Orleans was a fabulous host city.
Oh, it was a great city, because you could walk everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it made such a tremendous difference. I mean, I hope we have the problem this year of going to New York, but that'll be a very different experience, a more challenging one in many ways.
And problem is probably the word most people will apply to it, except for whoever wins the Super Bowl. The decision by the league to go to New York in an outdoor Super Bowl, in the Meadowlands, it's a freestanding stadium. It's not like New Orleans, where you can just kind of walk up.
Right.
The security's a unique challenge. Any trepidation league-wide that this might not have been the right decision?
No, I don't think so. I think people are going to embrace it. It'll be exciting. I mean, there'll be great things to do in Manhattan and great things in New Jersey. So I don't think people will. I think it'll, you know, if it's a bad weather day, that'll be difficult, no doubt. But that's unlikely, I think. And if it is, they'll cope with it. They're ready for it.
With MetLife getting a Super Bowl, much like Dallas got a Super Bowl, Detroit got a Super Bowl, the feeling seems to be if you build it, we'll come to you for a Super Bowl as far as the new facility. Is that the collective sense among the owners of we have to reward the cities that invest in new stadiums?
I think there is a feeling about that, yes. So if you build a new stadium, particularly a new stadium with a lot of state or local government money, I think there is a sense of an obligation to try to take a Super Bowl there. If they have the other facilities, it would make it feasible. What's happening now is the Super Bowl has become so big, it is very difficult for some cities really to be able to host it, I think.
A city like Baltimore wouldn't have the infrastructure hotel-wise?
It would be difficult. It would be a regional Super Bowl, so you'd really have to have all the hotels in the Washington area available as well. So, and if there were a Super Bowl in Washington, they would have to use everything in Baltimore. So it would be a regional Super Bowl, much the way Miami is, in effect.
Right, South Florida, Southern
Dallas
California.
Dallas was Northern Texas. So it's more a regional thing. And I think some of the people who went to the Super Bowl in Indianapolis were staying long ways from Indianapolis.
Well, the Ravens' hope is to go to the Super Bowl right now, not host the Super Bowl in the month and a half ahead. We'll continue our conversation with the Ravens president, Dick Cass, on Ravens 101.